Welcome to the Studying the Bible podcast, where every Thursday, Pastors Dylan Dodson and Brian Androsian study a book of the Bible, verse by verse, to see what is being communicated and how we can use it to grow in our relationship with Jesus. We pray that today's podcast can help you grow just a little bit closer to Christ.
Welcome back to our online Bible study through the book of James. In these next few minutes, we're going to go through James chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Now, the context leading up to this is that James had just addressed business people and encouraged them to consider their plans as they go about their daily lives, which, of course, is a great reminder to us. James chapter 5, verse 1 through 6, he is now turning his attention to wealthy landowners. So again, he's addressing a specific group of people, but the principles that he shares are applicable to all of us. And so let's get into it. Here's what he says in James chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. "Come now, you rich people, weep and wail over the miseries that are coming on you." Now, weep and wail throughout the Old Testament was used as a prophetic language for the wicked for when the day of judgment comes. And what he is saying is he's saying that those who weep and those who wail have judgment coming upon them when the judgment of God appears. Now, the question is he saying that it's bad to be wealthy, or is he saying that it is sinful to have money? Right? Is the money the problem, or is what they do with their resources the issue? In verse 2, it says, "Your wealth has rotted, and your clothes are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have stored up treasure in the last day." Now, when he's referencing here their clothes and their gold and their silver, these represented the highly materialistic people who were representative of most of the wealthy landowners that James is addressing at this time. Their gold and their silver and their clothing represented their lifestyle, that everybody could see that they had a lot of possessions. And what James is saying here is that this hoarding of wealth disregards the royal law that he wrote about earlier in the book of James. Now, the royal law is, again, what you can sum up all the law and the prophets to be: to love God and love your neighbor. And so what James is saying here is that they care only for themselves, and their storing up of their treasure attests to that. That they aren't concerned of what God might want them to do with some of their resources, and they're not concerned about the people who have less than them, because they are actually withholding some of the wages that are due to other people simply because they have the power to do what they want as people who are more wealthy and people who have more influence. Now, this is a question for us. The question for us as we're reading this is we have to wrestle with, what does generosity look like for you? I see some of us can think, well, we don't have a lot of money, we don't have a lot of resources, and we're not stealing from our employees' paychecks, so that we must be good. But the point here is generosity. In other words, do you have a plan to be generous? Do you have a budget at all that kind of shows what you're going to give to and what you're not going to give to? Because although we might not have a lot of money and resources and people working below us, the question is, what are we doing with what we have? Are we being generous with what God has given to us, or are we hoarding all of it to ourselves? That's the question that we wrestle with as we read this passage. And James' point is, regardless whether you are withholding or whether you are not being generous to others, wastefulness is just as bad. Wasting what you have or withholding what you have from others, neither of those things are good. And so he continues in verse 4 by saying this. He says, "Look, the pay that you have withheld from the workers who mowed your fields cries out, and the outcry of the harvesters has reached the ears of the Lord of armies." What he is saying here is that they have cheated their workers, right? They own all this land and all these fields. They have people working their fields, and they are not giving them what they owe. Again, the problem here is not that they have a lot of money. The problem is what they do, or rather what they don't do, with their wealth. And so God says here is that he hears the cries of those who are mistreated. He hears the cries of those who are experiencing evil. And so this is not good for those who are wealthy and not being generous with what God has given them. And so in verse 5, it continues by saying this. He says, "You have lived luxuriously on the earth and have indulged yourselves. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter." And so he's using this example to demonstrate that just like cattle in their fields, the rich gorge themselves and they are fattening themselves with the luxuries of life, not realizing that they are headed for their own slaughter. Just like those who had cattle would fatten them up for great feasts, and the cattle and the of course, in the moment, didn't know that they were going to die soon. They were just enjoying all of the food and everything that was being given to them. Those who are wealthy and rich, who are gorging themselves on their own resources, don't realize the judgment that is coming upon them if they're not careful with how they spend their resources and how they treat other people. And so we'll close in verse 6 where James says this. He says, "You have condemned, you have murdered the righteous who does not resist you." The righteous here is referring to the innocent, those who are working the fields, who are powerless to change their situation, right? They are stuck with whatever decisions the wealthy landowner makes. This is why in James chapter 4, verse 17, before this passage, he says, "It is a sin to know what to do and not do it." So sin is not simply doing bad things. It can also be not doing the right thing. And so right here, he's talking to believers here, and the context are those who believers have in contact with. You know what you should do. You know you should treat people fairly, and yet you're hoarding all of your wealth for yourself. Now, the point really of what James is saying here in verse chapter 5, verse 1 through 6 is this, that how you handle your money matters. Right, and this is the principle for us, whether we have a lot or we have a little, how we handle our money, how we handle our resources matters. Are we generous? Do we care for others? Or are we more focused in on what we can do and the resources that we have to kind of focus all of our time and our attention on our own pleasures instead of following the royal law, as James describes it, of loving God and loving others? How we handle our money matters, and how we handle our money reveals just how much we want to care for God and care for God's people.